Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. My name's Jeremy. This is Jeremy Knows. We're back. We're in the living room at the desk chair. So much to catch up on over the last 10 days. And nothing would be better to start our return than a quick review of wallet safety. The biggest news of today, as we go through our daily download, is a truly unfortunate event of another VFriends holder getting scammed. And I know I beat this like a dead horse. I know we hear it all the time, and I don't need to tell you, but apparently it needs to be said again and again and again. Please, if you have even $1,000 worth of assets, please do consider a hardware wallet. The biggest news of the day was twofold. Gary working head down as hard as he possibly can, 6 hours by the early afternoon on VFriends, hyped. And in the evening, this really unfortunate hack where, I mean, it's unfortunate when anyone loses their tokens, VFriends or otherwise, it's devastating. But the person who was hacked tonight was holding the bubblegum, very, 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 very lucky black cat, the diamond to the moon meerkat, and the lava panda. And it all happened very suddenly as these high value tokens, some of the most valuable in the collection, were accepting their open offers in WEETH, selling for 12 and 14 wrapped ETH. It seemed that something was up. The meerkat was listed for 14, sold very quickly at the floor. This is a diamond, mind you. And it was sold within 20 minutes for 22 ETH. So something was clearly amiss. It did come out that someone was scammed by going to a fake OpenSea site. There is a podcast just a few back with a review of all the different scams that I've seen in my 5.5 months in the space. I think I'm just going to have to make this a weekly item within our lineup. You know, what scams are going around right now? I'm sorry. I really want to stay on track. I really want to have like a positive attitude. I'm so excited to be back, but this really hurts. Like, I physically feel bad having to tell you this, but we have to talk about it. We have to not only protect ourselves, but we have to educate those people that we're onboarding into the space to let them know about these dangers and how they can protect themselves. The entirety of this scam today would have been avoided with a hardware wallet. And it's devastating to know that a $150 investment would have saved a near $1 million loss. And that's an exaggeration, but at least even on today's prices, a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 loss could have been avoided for $150 and some time. So I'm going to get to the fun stuff. Gary's going really hard on VCon, but it needed to be said right at the top here that wallet security is of the utmost importance in the crypto space. You are your own central bank. You are responsible for your assets. There is no accountability or centralized entity that can reverse a transaction on the blockchain. There never has been. There never can be. There never will be. Please take this very seriously and make sure that you're educating those who you're inviting into the space when you do. Deep breath. With all that behind us, let's get into some of the brighter news of the day. Back to the VFriends excitement. Shaking off those bad vibes. Okay, here we go. It was at 2 p.m. Eastern time that Gary Vaynerchuk tweeted 6 hours into VFriends meetings on the day. And fuck, am I excited for 2022. VCon is really just a few short months away, May 19, 20, 21, 22 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And today, Gary and the entire team went very hard on I wasn't in the room, but for sure, one of those things was talking about the speakers. So here's what Gary posted on Twitter to talk about
this. What's up, Twitterland? I'm here with the team. They're all kind of laughing at what I'm doing right now. We've gone through the non-NFT centric speakers for VCon. We're getting into it now. VCon's getting going. May 19, 2021, 22, right? Yeah. Yep, got it. All right. So we're going through kind of the, call it non-NFT centric part of the keynote and entertainment part, and we're going hard today on it. Now I'm about to DM the Snowfros and the Beanies and the Justins and the Jimmies and the Yam. I'm looking at the list right now and I'm like, fuck, there's so many people that are NFT centric that I'm gonna want on panels and to speak. Instead of me spending the next 2 hours hitting them all up, I want to know if you're hardcore in the NFT world and you think you're of merit to do a panel at VCon, please fill out the form that I'm about to post or reply with who you'd love to see at VCon if you're part of the community.
So this is really cool. Gary brought this directly into the Discord after he posted it on Twitter. By all means, go to Twitter and Discord and tell Gary who you want to see there. But even more, it's amazing for him to just have this open line of communication. He posted a form where you can nominate yourself. You can say, I am NFT centric. I provide value to this community. I know this technology. I've launched my own project, whatever the case may be. If you think you have the merit, the door is open to you. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I highly recommend, even if you're on the fence, and you know, they may or may not agree with what I'm about to say, I'm sure they're gonna get a lot of responses from people who don't truly have the merit because they either have an inflated sense of themselves or they're just trolling or. But you never know what you might write. And hopefully you do have the merit to back up your application. You never know what might strike in a moment for the right person that actually gets you onto a panel at VCon. And at the very least, if you really are long-term in this space and you're NFT centric and you've been building these roots, at the very least, it gives your name a pass through the VFriends team. So this is a huge opportunity for people. And that's what I have to say about that. All right, we're going to keep this podcast short. I'm going to be recording a few more, trying to keep them tighter and topic-centric. The next episode is going to be about Discord 2.0. If you missed it, there was a huge rollout, a lot of additions to the Discord, the official announcement of our very own Corso as the Discord manager, and a lot to break down, including leveling up in the VFriends server. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really am feeling like the podcast is the lifeblood of this project. I want to make it an active resource where you can go and check things. I have a lot more to say about sort of reflections that I've had over the last 10 days. Most people know I was on a vacation with my fiance, had a lot of time to reflect and think about how to just really hit the ground running while I'm back, but also provide added value and make this whole project better. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with all of you. And I think the podcast is going to become a bigger and better part of that equation. As always, my name is Jeremy. I am the Heart Trooper number 7 of 20. It's a core token. And I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I got to work on this. I'm Jeremy. I'm the Heart Trooper number 7. And this was the daily download on Jeremy Knows. I'll see you tomorrow.